Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful night it is tonight, and I thank God for the opportunity just to join in together with you, as we come together and just celebrate and just talk. Let's just talk. Let's just talk about whatever is on your mind. Let's just talk about some of the things that's going on in your life today. We're going to open up the line, so I remind everybody about their background noise, because all lines are open, and so you can be heard online. So we're going to start today, of course, with our scripture. But we're going to start with our prayer, then we're going to have our scripture, and then we're just going to take a few minutes to just talk about anything in general that you want to talk about. We have a few guests on the line. Our segment tonight title is God's Girls. So we're talking to God's Girls, the leading ladies, leading girls of our future. On the line tonight, we have a few special guests. We have Tatiana, we have Diamond, and we have Emily. So, and any of you want to join, the call-in number is 646-652-4916. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas from San Antonio, Texas, and as we broadcast around the world, wherever you're at, God bless you and God loves you. Well, we're going to start with our prayer, and then Tatiana, if you can get together with our scripture, which we're going to be coming out of the book of Genesis. That's in the Old Testament, the Tanakh, and we're going to be in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity that we may just open ourselves up to receive whatever it is that you have prepared for our minds, what you have prepared for our hearts, dear Father, and what you're preparing for us right now to take us throughout the week. We open ourselves as a living vessel and thank you, Jesus, in your name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Tatiana.
The beginning, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was also, it was so. God called the expanse sky. And there was evening and there was morning, a second day.
All right. And give us again the book that you read from and your verses.
Genesis 1, verse 1 through 9.
All right. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, verse 1 through 9. And we're just, again, just going over God created the heavens and the earth and everything that is between it. And he also separated the skies from the waters. And as we look at things like that, sometimes we may have questions, especially as young men, as you get up on your daily walk, you may not take out time to every day appreciate the grass and the trees and the wind that blows. You may not understand, you know, the purpose of life, or maybe even why your purpose of being here. So it's always important that to know that it's someone God has prepared to place in your life to answer some of these valuable questions. Example, your parents. When is the last time that you've asked your parents those deep questions about why am I here? You know, how do I find out my purpose for life? What is it? What's going on in today that I should be contributing to life? What is it that I'm supposed to help out with in life? So very important questions, and we're willing to tackle any and all areas. So, Tatiana, I want to thank you again for your scripture. You are so obedient, and I thank you for that.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with my first question to you, Tatiana.
Okay.
So as a child of God, and knowing your purpose and your purpose as you go through life, what is one of the things that you find yourself that you see or do or appreciate that God does for you on a daily basis?
I'm glad that I'm still on this earth, that I'm healthy, and that I'm not stressed out of anything, and that I have loving people all around me that keeps me grounded. I just thank God that I'm not into drugs or alcohol or anything, and I'm enjoying being a kid.
That's very important. That is so important. Diamond and Emily, are you there? I know you are. Feel free to just open up and join in at any time. The line that's calling from the 0054, Tatiana, so we have you open. We also have the line that ends in 1056 open. The 0971 is open. And at the 2906, we do not have open. It seems that you have selected not to be open, and that's fine. You do not have to speak. Just being on the line is just fine. We also remind everyone that you can also, if you log in online through the Blog Talk Radio and go under Evangelist Bond, you can also go into the chat room and listen to the broadcast and chat live with us. As we do have visitors in the chat room tonight, and I welcome each and every one of you all. If you have any prayer requests, as usual, you can send those to me here at the Blog Talk Radio, or you can always get in touch with me by email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, walkwithmegod@aol.com. And let's see. So, I'm interested to know some of the different things in life that really puzzles you, that you have any questions about, just like rules. You know, rules can be everywhere we go in life, there are rules. And sometimes we're going to agree with those rules, and sometimes we don't. Tatiana, you was mentioning about just the honor of being in a loving family. As we look around us, of just having your health and strength, one of the things that Tatiana does and supports is the, what's the organization in Memphis, Tennessee that you support, Tatiana?
Children's Hospital.
Right, the Children's Hospital in Memphis. And we've actually had the opportunity to go there, so she's taking pictures there. We passed by the hospital there. And that's just an organization where this actor, Danny Thomas, actually supports them. And you may have saw the broadcast on TV, and it's talking about most of the kids in the hospital have some rare forms of cancer. They do not charge any fees for if you cannot afford to pay or you do not have insurance, they don't turn down any families. So that's just a blessing. So that their doctors and nurses are willing to allow the child to come there for treatment, even if the parents do not have insurance. And so they believe that, you know, that child's life is more important and they'll worry about the money later. So in order to for them to achieve that, then they look for supporters from you and I, and that's where out of prayer God has touched our hearts. And even as a young child, we've always made sure to talk down and support somebody in some way. And that's one of the things. And so she gets a lot of nice little gifts from them. And during Christmas time, they send little things with her name on it and stuff, just to show that they appreciate what she's doing to help support someone else in their times of need. Tatiana, open up and talk to me about whatever you want to talk to. I'm willing to hear. Let's open up. Let's talk about something. What's on your mind?
Emily?
Hello?
Okay, Emily's on the phone.
What's on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
So, Emily, is it anyone that you – have you heard of the children's organization that we were just speaking about, the Tatiana support?
No, ma'am.
No?
I haven't.
So what do you think about rules? Even in life, in your home, there's rules. What are you thinking about following the rules? And what is maybe an example of a rule that you think maybe it's not necessarily that we as society have to follow? Anyone can answer that.
Rules can be broken, but rules can also be followed if they're good.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
Rules should always be followed.
What rules do you have in your household? What are some of the rules that you have that you must obey by in your household?
No cursing.
I'm sorry, say it again.
No cursing.
No cursing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. What about you, Tatiana? What rules do you have?
Make sure that if I need any help to be open up to my parents and don't hide anything from them.
So what are some of the things and reasons maybe that would keep either one of you from maybe doing just that, opening up to your parents when you know it's something that maybe, what would make you want to hide something instead of maybe talking to your parents about it?
I might get in trouble, and I might get in trouble bad, and maybe a party's coming up or something, and I want to go, and I know that if I tell my parents what happened, I would not be able to go.
Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Honesty is a good thing. So has it ever backfired on you, though?
Yes.
So... has there been times that you didn't tell, you thought you weren't going to tell, and it happened anyway?
Yes.
Your parents found out anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, most definitely. And just in the same way in our lives, the same way, the same things happen in the Bible. And there's so many different stories that are so interesting and so coincidental in our lives, and it's just examples. You'd be like, that happened in the Bible? Well, those are some of the things that as we go on through our process of the God's girls that we want to actually try to get into and establish and see the difference and the similarities of Bible stories as it is and how it fits into our lives today. Speaking of some of the things, I remember as a child, my mom at one time had, as she was at work, she had told me and my brother that we could not have company at the house when she was at work. And it was, you know, so fine. Everything was good. Well, the girls across the street from us, their parents was at work also. And so they just came over to the house and just, you know, we was just like, well, you all can't come in. You know, we just kind of had the storm door closed, but we were just kind of talking to him through the glass. And in some kind of way, they end up in the house. We let them in knowing that we're breaking this rule, right? And as they get ready to go, we notice, hey, it's about time for my mom to get home from work. You all better go home. So as they're leaving out the door, they end up slamming the door, and the whole glass of this door just shatters. And we're just like, oh, no, you know, this is crazy. So now what we thought we was doing in the dark as a secret is not going to be exposed. At that very moment, why did my mom call on the phone? At that very moment. And we're all packing. We answer the phone, and you know, we didn't have no caller ID back then, so we couldn't, you know, we answer the phone. It's her on the line. My brother and the two girls is in there just screaming like, oh, I can't believe this happened. She's upset. She's like, what is going on? You know, it was just, and I say that was not a pleasant moment. You know, just the waiting on her to get home, and then just when she gets there, the whole thing of all this glass we're still trying to clean up, and, you know, that we broke the rule, and it was a rule for a reason, because what if one of those kids had got cut on the glass, it got hurt over there, you know? So she set the rules for a reason, and we, as kids, said, well, bending this rule a little bit or breaking it just this one time, not that bad. You know, can you identify, can you understand, you ever been in that kind of situation, anyone?
Yes.
But, you know, it wasn't a good thing. It wasn't a good thing. We definitely were sore for a while. I'll just leave it at that. We were sore for a while. So, of course, I think it was my brother who actually let them in the house, but it didn't matter, you know. I think we both got spanked because, you know, he was, you know, Uncle Reggie, Tatiana, he's going to say, well, you know, we let them in the house. I'd be like, no, Reggie, you let them in the house. But it didn't matter because I enjoyed their company just like he did. And that's the same thing in life. There are times that as our parents set rules for us, as the school set rules for us, wherever we their rules. I used to think when I was a kid, wow, just I can't wait till I get grown so I can do what I want to do. Have you all ever thought that?
Yes, ma'am.
What are one of the things that you just think when you get grown that's going to be different from what it is now?
When we get older, we have bills to pay and we can buy food. And if you're a child, you can't get what you want when you want it, like have a refrigerator. When you're older, you're the one that bought the food, so you have the right to go get what you want because you bought it.
I used to think the same thing. Exactly. Exactly. I know. My mom would go grocery shopping, and it would be something in it, a little bit of it, and she'd be like, that's all. And I'd be thinking to myself, when I'm grown and have my own money, I'm going to be able to go in there and eat as much of it as I want because I bought it. You know, I thought that same exact thing. What else is it that you think that would be so totally different when you're grown that you're not allowed to do now?
Go ahead. You can go to Emily.
I know we're not allowed to go to the car and drive and take off and go wherever we want.
Yeah, that's another one that is awesome. Tati, what is it that you're going to do when you're grown that you can't do now?
I would love to dress up in my outfits and go to parties. But also be responsible while I'm doing it too, though.
Okay. So all of those things is very legitimate things. So I remember graduating high school, and I couldn't wait to get to college, and I was just like, wow, this is just going to be awesome. Because if I want to stay up late, I'll stay up as late as I want to. You know, if I want to go to a party, I'm going to go to the party if I want to. I'm just going to do it like I want to. Well, and I remember in college, you know, there is nobody. If you don't show up for class, that teacher doesn't, the principal doesn't call anybody. You don't come up to class. I'm like, wow, this is cool, you know. Until it was about time for that first report to come up. And I went up there, and he was just like, you know, so I don't know what you're going to major in life, but if it's trying to be a failure, you're being successful. And I was like, he's calling me a failure.
And he was like, yeah, you want to be treated like an adult, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm grown. Like, well, grown people come to class. Grown people don't need, you know, someone to tell them to get up and come to class. You're right. I don't have my mother to say, you know, Vaughn, get up. I got to be responsible for that. Going to that party or getting in the car and just driving wherever I wanted to, I realized, wait a minute, I don't have any gas money. I can't run to my parents and say, hey, there's no gas in the car. That was my responsibility. And my friends, you know, we would chip in. We'd be down there counting pennies and quarters, trying to get some gas just to maybe go somewhere that we wanted to go. To buy those outfits that we was talking about, you wanted to dress up in and go. We thought about it. You know what? I don't have nobody to ask to buy me a new outfit. We didn't have anything. It's like, wow. So there are some different things that, as a child, it looks like it's all fine, but one of y'all mentioned paying the bills. Paying the bills. Tatiana sometimes listens to, as I start to just put the bills together, and it's just like, she's just, that is too much money for this. Wow, I never realized you pay that much money just for the cell phones every month. You pay that much just for this every month. And it's many times she'll say, you know, I'm going to enjoy being a child because I don't want that responsibility. So with being grown and different things like that, much more responsibility comes too. But even as a child where you're at now, it's some responsibility that you all are responsible for now that, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy with all the peer pressure and all of the things that's going on just in your school, just wherever you're at. That's got to be, that's a lot of peer pressure, and that's not easy. So when you find someone that you're comfortable with and can be friends with, that makes it a little bit more easier, don't you agree?
Yes.
I think it would be a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more harder if you didn't have each other at school. You know, at least when you get there, you got each other you can talk to, or when something goes wrong, you can kind of share things with each other. Tell me a little bit about that, having friends versus not having someone to talk to.
Someone having to talk to you can't communicate with them. If you don't have a pencil for the next class, you can ask them nicely, can they have a pencil? Or if they have the homework, and can they get the questions off of? So if they forgot it that night, or forgot in your locker.
That's awesome. That's great.
Not having a friend to be pretty lonely because it might be some activities that you need a partner for, and you can't go to your friend right away and say, you're already my partner, like some people around you are doing. But having a friend, you know, they'll always have your back. And they'll never leave you. And you'll be like, okay, you can be my partner. And they already know because they're your friend.
Yeah. That's right. That's just like on, you know, if you're playing some sport and maybe the captain has to pick teams, you know that even if you're not good at that, you know that, hey, my friend's going to pick me, you know, at least to get on the team. You're not going to be the eyeball standing up there. But you know if you've got a friend, you've got somebody who's going to be there for you. That's good. That's very good. But what are some of the important things, then, that friends are required to do?
I think friends are required to have your back no matter what. I think if, because everybody makes mistakes in their life, and if you happen to make a mistake, I don't think your friends should just be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore, because you are not a human being. If you're perfect and nobody's perfect. So I think your fans should be able to forgive you for what you do and just have your back no matter what.
So are they, you said that they should forgive you, and that's very important. So how are they to forgive you? Should they come to you and tell you, you know, or should you go to your friends and ask them for forgiveness?
You should ask them for forgiveness.
Right. They can forgive you only if you ask them for forgiveness. And in order for you to ask them for forgiveness, that means that you're going to have to do something that sometimes can be very painful, and that's admit that you was wrong. Admit that you did whatever it is that has your friend upset. So you're repenting of your sins, and then after you repent of your sins, with a true heart, then you can ask that friend to forgive you. I have a friend, and I had apparently it was something, it was a little minor thing, but it got to the point that it hurt her feelings. And even though it wasn't intention meant to hurt her feelings, just to know that my friend's feelings was hurt, you know, it was me. I went to her to make sure that I say, hey, I'm sorry if this here hurts your feelings. I intended to do that. Because as my friend, I want to make sure that he or she knows that if it's anything that I can do to make your life easier, that's what I'm placed here for. And not to, I don't want to be the one that, you know, is, you know, you can't depend on me, or you may think I'm lying or talking about you, because that's not what true friends do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that agreeable? Mm-hmm. Everybody agree to that?
Yes. Yes.
So what happens if someone comes into the friendship, you meet someone that maybe two of the three of you are really just don't like, but the third person kind of like really likes them. What keeps you from breaking up the friendship with this other person that comes in? How would you deal with that?
Trying to get them to like them.
Okay, okay. You can kind of tell them some of the special things about them that are likable. What else?
You can go diamond.
Try to convince that person to liking them.
Yeah. And those are so important. Also, just remind them that everyone is not going to get along, and you just have to be determined that you're not. Maybe that friend can be your friend. However, don't invite her to all the sociable things that the other ones are doing if you see that they don't get along with everyone. Because it's very important to know that everyone is not going to always get along. But you can still be friends with someone else and friends on the other hand. And we've had many cases like that in our lives. As an only child, Tatiana, do you ever wish that you had, like, a lot of siblings, maybe like Diamond?
Sometimes. I do sometimes, but then I start thinking that that I have to share money with people, that so I get over it real quickly.
No, but you always got somebody to talk to. You always got somebody to. Diamond, do you ever get bored?
Sometimes, but my brothers and sisters come and make me laugh, and we have fun.
Because you always got somebody, even if you're mad at one, you got other ones to turn to. You always got somebody to talk to, or if you're in trouble, seems like you always, I know with my sisters and brothers, if I was in trouble with my parents, I could at least talk to one of my sisters and brothers and, you know, oh, Mom is mad at me, or... You know, and they just made me feel better. As an only child, Tati does have those people because, first of all, she has, if it's her mom that's mad, she can come to me or vice versa. Or, you know, she definitely has cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff like that. But, yeah, I can appreciate being an only child. My girlfriend growing up was an only child, so... She had people in her life, but she enjoyed being an only child. And, Tati, I'm sure that's what you're saying you do too, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Emily, you're not an only child, but you're the youngest child, is that correct?
Yes.
So it makes it kind of like you're the only child in a way, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you wish that you had other sisters and brothers that was closer in your age?
Yeah, so I, like, my sister's older than me, so she's kind of, like, doesn't want to talk to me, but, like, somebody, like, my age that would understand me more.
Yeah. And, Emma, you just celebrated a birthday, is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, Tati was telling me that, you know, you all are now her elders. So, Tati, what is it that you have to say to them?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. That's right. And then we, you know, for all birthdays, I always sing everybody a birthday song. So real quickly, here's your birthday song, Emily. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Emily.
Thank you.
We are always excited about birthdays and do a lot of special things on birthdays. So, did Tatiana get you something?
No.
Not yet.
Oh. I thought she said she was getting her something.
I would. You know, I'm going to get something, but we didn't have time to. But I'm going to give her something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because we went to the mall that day, and, yeah. I guess we looked for stuff, and we didn't get anything. So what do you want, Emily?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's from Tatiana.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, ladies, we're going to we'll have to pick a night. This is Sunday night. But between the three of y'all, let's just decide on what night is going to be your night. That'll just be God's girls' night. Where we can just dive into something. Tonight we'll just kind of introduce ourselves, kind of got comfortable with talking on the radio. Of course, you can always, if you have the internet, log back on to this show afterwards. You'll be able to hear this show over and over again, or you can download it to your MP3s. But as we go on, maybe for our next week when we meet together, we want to dig deeply, start getting into some parts of the Word, and we'll leave like, it's just 45 minutes. We'll do like 15 minutes of studying the Word and another 15 minutes of just talking about any problems that you're having or anything that in the life right now that we're living that you have questions about, that you want to speak to someone or you want to talk or get some answers from. So we'll make sure that we do that also. Before we close with a prayer tonight, is there anything else that's on your hearts or your minds that you want to just say, you want to share with us tonight?
I want to say to my mom, even though I know she's listening, that I love her a lot and thank her for taking care of me.
Oh, well, God bless your mom for listening. That's awesome. She could have been speaking with us. Good. And we love her, too. It's always good to have someone in your corner and in your back. And when I meet a person who loves kids, because I love people, I love kids, I love old people, I love babies, I just love being around people. And I think your mom is that kind of person, too. And when I meet people like that, it's just like our hearts kind of meet together. It's kind of ironic because one of my best friends I have here in San Antonio, she's kind of just the opposite. She really don't too much care for being around kids and things like that. She tolerates. But as far as that, I tell her all the time, I always tell about these stories about me and people. I met somebody else. I just talked to someone at the grocery store, and she'll be like, you know, I just don't get it. Well, you know, but that's your mom. I think your mom is just a people person, too. So I know she loves kids. So we always welcome her and welcome her input for whatever it is. Because some people, you have to be careful what they say and speak into your children's life. But your mom, I know that I can trust whatever she's saying. And speaking into you all's life is the right thing. So that's a blessing. That's an honor. And Emily, of course, your mom is always welcome to call in also. On the show anytime, anytime. We're always here for anybody and whatever the needs may be. I remind everyone, of course, I go to different houses. I give communion to people who don't go to church or can't get to church for whatever reason. We have a lot of different projects around the city that we actually do, and they would love to. Just going down to some of the places where people who don't have places, the shelters, and just sitting with some of the people or reading to some of the kids there while the grown people go to a little Bible study or something. Those things mean the world to those people. Just donating clothing or shoes or things like that is just awesome. And if you look in your closets, I'm sure you'd be surprised of how much stuff is in there that you really don't need or don't even use that someone else out here may really be in need of. So, I remind us each and every day to make sure that we are trying to do our part in helping somebody else along the way. Because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. And that's what makes us stronger, is when we can reach out and help someone. They shouldn't have to necessarily ask us for help. We just do it because we know that that's the right thing to do. So before we close tonight, I just want to ask Tatiana, will you just give us a closing prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, baby, go for it.
Thank you, Jesus, for letting us, all four of us, be able to get on the phone together and just talk about things that are needed to be talked about. And I pray that we will sleep good tonight. I pray that we'll be able to do this again. Jesus, we'll talk more. And I just thank you, Jesus, for letting all of us be safe tonight, Jesus. And I know that thank you, Jesus, that I know all of us went out today, Jesus. And thank God that we came home safely and we're home safely, Jesus. And I just pray that we'll wake up tomorrow morning, get a happy mood, Jesus, remembering what we did tonight, Jesus. In the Father and the Holy Spirit, God bless our soul where we sleep tonight, Jesus. In the Father and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. And God bless each and every one of you. We will see you again tomorrow night. This again is Evangelist Von Dillis from Tri Anointed Ministries. And we love you all. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Say your prayers. Repent of your sins.